Welcome to the Excel Pod. Welcome to Excel and Reflect. In a world that rarely slows down, this is your invitation to pause. Each week, together, we step away from the noise of life and lean into the stillness of God's Word, creating space to try to think deeply and meditate intentionally and reflect honestly on the words of God. Every episode centers on a specific biblical text or spiritual truth, not for surface-level reading, but for thoughtful engagement that allows God's Word to shape our lives. You see, this podcast is a place that, for only a few minutes, if you will, we can slow down, listen carefully, and try to be formed by the truth of Scripture, whether this is for personal devotion, a quiet meditation, or intentional reflection. So today, with me, as we begin our week, as we begin our day, take a breath, open your heart, and join me as we seek to excel in our understanding and reflect on the faithfulness and goodness of God. This is Excel and Reflect. This week's thought is entitled, Do I Have Enough Faith to Fight Against All Odds? In Hebrews chapter 11, verses 32 through 34, we read this, And what more shall I say? For time will fail me if I tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who by faith conquered kingdoms, performed acts of righteousness, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, from weakness were made strong, became mighty in war, and put foreign armies to flight. This week's reflection is a reflection on trust in God. Throughout Scripture, we encounter stories that stir courage in the human heart. These are accounts of men and women who faced overwhelming circumstances, yet trusted in God and prevailed. Many people, even outside religious circles, draw inspiration from these stories. Some athletes have referenced Jacob wrestling the angel of Genesis in Genesis chapter 32, refusing to give up even when suffering injury. Others look to David's bold confrontation with Goliath in 1 Samuel 17, where faith in God gave a young shepherd more courage than an entire army. Such examples remind us that victory often begins with trust in the Lord rather than trusting in our own personal strength. Among these remarkable accounts is the story of Gideon, a man whose faith would eventually place him among the heroes of Hebrews 11. The Hebrew writer briefly mentions him whenever he recalls these things, saying, "Who by faith conquered kingdoms, from weakness were made strong, became mighty in war, and put foreign armies to flight." But when we look at Gideon, Gideon's story shows that great faith does not always begin with great confidence. To understand Gideon's moment in history, we must consider the troubled period of the Judges. After Moses had led the nation of Israel out of Egypt and Joshua brought them into the promised land, the people failed to fully follow God's instructions. While many of the Canaanite nation were driven out as commanded, Judges chapter 1, not all of them were. And as a result of this compromise, fear crept in. The result was a slow spiritual decline. And the book of Judges summarizes this dark period with a haunting phrase. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in their own eyes. Judges 17 and verse 6. When Israel turned away from God, oppression followed. When suffering became unbearable, they cried out to him. And in his mercy, God raised up judges, leaders who delivered the people from their enemies and called them back into faithfulness. Gideon was one such deliverer, though he hardly appeared heroic at first. When we first meet him in Judges 6, Israel is suffering under the oppression of Midian. Gideon is hiding while threshing wheat, trying to avoid enemy raiders. Yet it is to this humble and fearful man that the angel of the Lord speaks, "The Lord is with you, O valiant warrior," Judges 6:12. But Gideon struggled to see himself in that way. He questioned why Israel was suffering and doubted in his own ability to lead. And in Judges 6 and verse 15, he would say, "My family is the least in Manasseh, and I am the youngest in my father's house." But God's answer to him was simple and powerful, saying, "Surely I will be with you." Over time, Gideon's faith grew stronger. When God reduced his army from 32,000 men to just 300, the odds seemed impossible. But the purpose was clear, that victory would belong to the Lord and to the Lord alone. So, armed with only torches and clay jars and trumpets, Gideon's small band surrounded the Midianite camp. And at the signal, they shattered their jars, they blew their trumpets, and they cried out, "For the Lord and for Gideon." At that point, confusion spread throughout the enemy camp, and the massive army fled in defeat. The lesson from this text is unmistakable, that God does not depend on human strength to accomplish his will, but rather he works through those who trust in him, even when they feel weak or unqualified. You see, Gideon's story reminds us that faith grows when we learn to rely on God's presence rather than our own ability. When life places overwhelming challenges before us, the question is not whether we are strong enough. The real question is whether we trust the one who promises to be with us. You see, with God, even the smallest force can overcome the greatest odds. And as long as we will continue to trust in him, we will never truly fight alone. As we close today's episode, take some time to carry this thought with you into the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Excel and Reflect is more than just a podcast. It really is an invitation to pause, to listen, and to let God's word speak deeply into your life. So don't rush away from all that we have thought about today. Sit with it, think about it, and let it shape the way that you think, the way that you respond, and the way that you walk with God. Each week we'll return with another passage, another truth to consider, and another opportunity to reflect on how Scripture continues to form our hearts and direct our steps. Remember, alongside each episode, we'll also have written articles that will continue that reflection and allow you to take it with you and make notes on your own to dig deeper into these spiritual thoughts. I want to thank you today for joining me. And until next time, I hope that you'll keep your heart open, your mind focused, and your spirit attentive, and let's continue to excel and reflect together.